My message today, love and serve God. Love and serve God. And the SPS tells us that love can move mountains. Love can do so much. Love is so powerful. Such a tiny word, but with such a powerful meaning. And if a great, powerful God could be called by such a tiny name, he can be described by that simple word. It has to be powerful. It has to have a lot of meaning. The scripture tells us that God is love. We are encouraged and commanded in many scriptures to be loving, to do good to each other, to love each other. In John, the 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35, Jesus gave his disciples this command. He said, I give you a new command. Love one another, just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Now we know how it is in the world. Love is looked at like a weakness. When you show that concern and love for others, people think there's something wrong with you. You're just a weak person. Another scripture tells us love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It is not boastful. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not irritable. It does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And love never fails. When we love, we have no reason to be afraid that we might be doing the wrong thing. Even when we laughed at, it's always right. It's always good. Love never fails. And it's the greatest quality one can have. It's the greatest quality one can have, and we know that it's God's name, so we know how great that is. It's to give of yourself, and that's what we do when we love each other. Love can turn failure into success. It can make a fool wise. It can produce outstanding results. Love can even change the minds of kings. Love never fails. In the days of Elisha the prophet, a man called Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. Very important job. He was a very important man. He did many great feats. He was loved by his king because he was so important to him. Brought him so much success. Very highly regarded by the king of Aram. And he was respected throughout the kingdom. This valiant, great warrior. But he had a skin disease, and this was his failure. That was the failure in his life. But what did I say? Love can turn failure into success. So that's the first point I will bring out. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and verses 1 through 3, it tells us, Naaman, commander of the army for the king of Aram, was a man important to his master. and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was a valiant warrior, but he had a skin disease. Aram had gone on raids and brought back from the land of Israel a young girl who served Naaman's wife. Verse 3, she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his skin disease." Naaman was receiving what? Love. He was receiving love. This young girl of Israel, she had to love her mistress and master very much to have suggested this. She was a slave. She was a slave. And it depends on how a slave is treated. He may not even want to see his master heal. He might just want him to die. Let that disease kill him. I don't care about him. But she was thinking of their welfare instead of her own. She was a slave under control, but she cared and she loved. And she gave this information to Naaman's wife. She wanted to see them do well. And they themselves may have treated her well that she did that, which means there's a little love on that side as well, huh? They must have treated her well so that she wanted to extend herself now to say, let's try to get my master healed. And this may have produced some of the love she felt for them. Thankful love. Thankful love. They may also even have loved her. Because she was a good servant or something, you know, love from both sides. So this is a speculation. We don't know for sure that this is what that's the way it was, but we have a lot of reason to believe because of the flow of events, the way things went. So Naaman, after getting this information, spoke to his king. He told him, "This slave girl said such to my wife that this prophet in Samaria can heal me of my skin disease." The king was very glad to hear that himself. So he arranged the whole thing that Naaman should prepare and visit this man of God and see what he could do for him. So the king, he wrote a letter, but he did not send that letter to the prophet, the man of God. He sent it to the king. He sent it to the king of Israel. And this upset the king so much, he started to get afraid of what's happening here. He said he thought the king of Aram was picking a fight with him. And let's pick it up in 2 Kings. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter and verse 7. 2 Kings 5, verse 7. When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and asked, "Am I God, killing and giving life, that this man expects me to cure a man of his skin disease? Recognize that he's only picking a fight with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Have him come to me, and he will know there's a prophet in Israel." A prophet who loved God and who knew that God loved him. He couldn't do this on his own, but he knew God loved him and that God would give him that success. He probably knew beforehand, because God did that. He would tell his prophets, "Somebody's going to visit you. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Look out for it." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. Then Elisha sent him a messenger who said, "Go wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your skin will be restored, and you will be clean." By this act, Elisha showed love. He was doing what God told him, but he also loved this man because he wanted him to be clean. He wanted him to be clean. So his blessing came both from God and he had this opportunity to cleanse himself. Cleanse himself of this illness. But of course, sometimes when we get a blessing, we don't see it right off. Sometimes it seems like an insult even. And this is what it seemed like to Naaman. Me, Naaman, the commander of the army, I come to this man and what does he do? He sends a servant out to tell me to go wash in this river. So we need to be, you know, rejoice and be happy at the success. But sometimes it happens that way. So receiving this simple command from the man of God, he failed. And it took love again to change him from that frame of mind and to see the goodness and the love of God and of the prophet and of the young lady and of his wife who brought the message to him in the first place. So he had gone through all the steps correctly up to that point. He had taken advice from this young Israelite woman. He spoke to his king. He went to Israel to see the man of God for healing. But when he got to the house of Elisha, that was great success. That was success that he should have been rejoicing about and just looking forward to the results. He should have been very happy. His skin condition was a failure, but this was success. But now he had come to the point where he must prove himself. Show his belief and his appreciation for all the love that had been given to him. But pride had set in and he felt insulted. So he turned away. He would have lost it all, but again, love saved the day. Love saved the day. His servants, who also loved him, begged him to change his mind and give it a try. Again, these servants must have gotten good treatment from him at some point to have the nerve to go to their boss and ask him, you know, give it a try. Give it a try. And he, again, was humble enough to listen. God gave him that second chance because of love. And he took that chance. And he did what Elisha said. Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan and your skin condition will be restored. So, in 2 Kings again, 5 verses 11 through 14, it says, "But Naaman got angry and left, saying, 'I was telling myself, he will surely come out, stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the skin disease.'" Aren't Abana and Pharpha, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be clean? So he turned and left in a rage. But his servants approached him and said to him, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it?" He would have been happy to do something great because It would be giving him more recognition and more power. How much more should you do it when he only tells you, wash and be clean? And to the servants, that would have been a great reward because they were accustomed to the orders they got. Do this, do that, and they did it. To them, this would have been a very simple order. Just do it and forget about it. So Naaman went down and dropped himself in the Jordan 7 times, according to the command of the man of God. Then his skin was restored, and he became like the skin of a small boy, and he was clean. Again, God's love. So in this account, we see how love turns failure into success. We see there must be belief in our God. There must be respect and love for our God and those who love us. And there must be trust in our God. But above all, first and last, there must be the blessing of our God to make it all possible. None of this could happen if God hadn't blessed it and gave it. And God is love. Second, love can make a fool wise. Naaman was very much a fool when he became angry and walked away from God. To walk away from God's prophet is like walking away from God. You're telling God, this doesn't make sense. But our God, in his great love, he allowed him to change his mind. He allowed him to change his mind and come back to good sense. With the help of others who also loved him and helped him to turn around. And that great love turned him from foolishness to wisdom. Third, love produces outstanding results. We don't know at what point in life Naaman developed his skin disease. He may have even been born with it. We don't know. But he received deliverance from it and the ability to lead a normal life from that point on. And love did it. Love did it. The love of God and the love of all the others who loved him and whom he himself loved. Is it any surprise then that our God is described by this one little word? In closing, brethren, let us remember that love can move mountains. Love never fails, and God is love.